You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a drummer groomed for the church, but jazz was definitely his calling. That was McClenty Hunter Jr. with the song Blue Chopsticks off his 2018 CD, The Groove Hunter. His journey in music began in church at a very early age. Then he received a scholarship to Howard University in Washington, D.C. to study with Grady Tate. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about learning jazz. So have a listen.
It's funny, I did not learn how to read music, Joseph, until about, I was 19 years old. You know, I grew up playing by ear. And so getting to Howard and actually being in Washington, D.C., there's such a rich culture of talented musicians. Anybody from Donnie Hathaway went to Howard, Roberta Flack, Jerry Allen. The jazz ensemble was my stomping grounds, and I was fortunate enough.
He would go on to get a master's degree in jazz studies from the Juilliard School of Music, studying with drummer Carl Allen. And at Juilliard, he joined the Eric Reid Trio and recorded 2011's The Dancing Monk. And from there, the world opened up to him. He would work with the likes of Lou Donaldson, Cedar Walton, Buster Williams, Curtis Fuller, Les McCann, Wycliffe Gordon, Eric Alexander, and so many others. Along with a very busy schedule of performing, he is the director of the Kip Academy String and Rhythm Orchestra in the Bronx. As a conductor, he has led students in performances in VH1's Save the Music Foundation and Robin Hood Foundation galas, and with artists like Roger Waters, Bon Jovi, Sheryl Crow, John Legend, and John Mayer. Man, this cat's been all over the map already, and he's very young still. These days, he is a member of the Kenny Garrett Quintet and continues to angle those chops, and he's going to have a great jazz life. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of marvelous drummers, from Todd Strait to Brian Stever and beyond, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to throttle this jazz rocket straight for the skies to give you a good ride. And as we move on into the strata here, this is legendary jazz pianist, bandleader, arranger, and composer Hank Jones with the song Odd Number off a 2016 CD, The Complete Trio Recordings. And as we do, let's have a listen to McClenty talk about a great Hank story and his eventual coming of jazz age. Have a listen.
You know, I'll tell you a funny story. I mean, Hank Jones was coming to the school, and this is my first year in New York at the school at Juilliard, and you know, everybody's all excited. Oh, man, Hank Jones is coming to the school next week. Oh, my gosh. And I can remember sitting there thinking to myself, who's Hank Jones? Like, I had no idea. So, like, for me going to school and studying under Carl Allen, he was the guy that really introduced me to a lot of the early Maxwell's records. Thank you. McClenty Hunter, and you've been listening to The Groove Hunter, my debut record. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the great and gifted saxophonist, composer, scholar, and activist Salim Washington with the tune 4 and 1 off the 2018 CD Dogon Revisited. So in a search for his real roots, we can tell you this. His parents were born and raised in the sharecropper plantations of Mississippi. They met in Tennessee and got married and moved to Detroit with the hopes of a better life. The gracious resilience of his father, who preserved to complete his education while working and raising a family, gave Salim the inspiration that would later follow. His defining moment came in the 1970s after hearing John Coltrane and Exotica, along with Miles and Monk, at Newport. He first entered Harvard in 1976 and subsequently dropped out to become a jazz musician. These days, he is a teacher, writer, speaker, and performer in numerous solo, group, and ensemble projects. From the phenomenal 18-piece Toronto Jazz Orchestra, or as the kids call it, TJO, created back in 1998 to perform the music by some of the most important composers in jazz, writers like Thad Jones and Bob Brookmeyer, this is the tune Brad's Prudence off their big 2018 CD, a commemorative one called 20, as the show rolls on.
Hey, Kansas City. This is Josh Grossman, Artistic Director for the Toronto Jazz Orchestra, and you're listening to Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
That was singer, songwriter, and trombonist Natalie Cressman, along with her Secret Garden, with the 2012 tune Skylight off her CD called Unfolding. She is always evolving in many directions, and at a young age has put down deep roots in several overlapping scenes. She's a talented New York City-based trombonist, but she's spent the last 7 years touring with the jam band circuit as a horn player and vocalist with Phish's Trey Anastasio. She is also very well-versed in Latin jazz, post-bop, pop, and Brazilian music. This all began with a great start in life, and during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she explained.
The fact that I'd grown up around music made it a little bit easier because I had, like, kind of naturally a pretty developed ear, so being able to find the notes and kind of build my skills on the instrument, I think came slightly easier than it does once someone that, you know, is really new to music in general.
From the many Grammy-winning jazz bassist Christian McBride, we go next. This is the 2013 tune, Who's Making Love, off the CD Out Here. And as we go into this song, have a listen to Natalie talk about her live jazz experience involving Christian.
I've seen one of my really favorite bass players ever is Christian McBride. I saw him at the Vanguard not too long ago, and that was a really, really beautiful concert. He played a range of some standards and some of his original music, which I actually in high school, my high school graduation, I had a combo that performed one of his songs, Under the Shade of the Cedar Tree. And since then I've met him and we've become friends, so that it was cool to go see him live.
Thank you. Brian, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the highly versatile bassist, composer, and arranger, Argentinian Pedro Girardo, joined by his orchestra with the tune Pueblo Village, Part 2, off their 2011 CD, Corboda. So he moved to New York City in 1996, and since then he has performed in a wide variety of projects, both of his own award-winning ensembles and as a member of several prominent ensembles ranging from tango to jazz. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about the feeling that he has of feeling at home in his new country and city, New York City. Have a listen.
But then I took the plane to New York, and I just remember the feeling when I got off the subway, getting off the airport, you know, that was like, this is my place, you know. It felt like home immediately.
From a great cat in the local KC scene and a gifted instructor at Ottawa University, this is Michael Pagan teamed up with the very talented vibes guy, Greg Carroll. This is the 2018 tune, Now's the Time to Pay for Jazz, off the CD 2 Plus 2. You know what that equals. In this mathematically sound hour of jazz as we roll on.
The flounder, the hound, the hound said, now's the time.
what jazz can do to move the cash from you. We will play the things you hear and like
with little hate and no despite.
Like Joe and me, we're singing. The bird and cow, we're swaying. It's time for us to pay respect to bird who used to play.
We are the not. Ba do da do da ba do day.
Maybe they'll get them some hammocks and go on down to the house of green to hound them, and they flip it into habits and down the jazz. And Gates.
Pay now, pay for the money for the jazz.
Mike!
Give me a gig! Give me a gig! Give me a gig!
Mike, you want a gig?
This is Randy Weston enjoying Joe Domingo. Catch his show on Leon Jazz. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That was a legend that we lost recently at the age of 92 on September 1, 2018. Piano legend Randy Weston with the 1955 tune Summertime, Get Happy, and this visionary genius was always doing that. He was one of the first interviews that I ever had that transcended any kind of interview I ever had. He was a gentleman of brilliance, and this is one story out of many I remember from him well. Have a listen.
The music describes Africa itself. Africa is such a powerful, rich continent before man ever arrived.
Yeah.
That continent is unbelievable. And it swings, man. The bird swings, animals swing. And everybody swings. We got that certain rhythm.
Yeah.
And so the music that's created it, that's why it's so powerful.
Yeah.
And despite the fact, for me, those of us who have taken away from Africa, we still maintain that cultural, spiritual memory.
Rest well, Randy. You did great work, man. From one legend to another, we will end this show, and this is a man that celebrated his 88th birthday on September 7, 2018, and we send a very late happy birthday to Mr. Sonny Rollins. This is the song I Can't Get Started, and he had no problem ever doing that. This is off the 2016 CD Live at the Village Vanguard, and he did that very well quite a few times. So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with many plans, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here for you at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. And before we leave, we're going to go into a full Sonny song that is I Can't Get Started. Have a listen to what Sonny's music did to one particular Korean fan after we interviewed him several years ago. You're going to dig this. And as we say at the very end, we're going to say it again for our 561st time. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
So, a guy, I think he was in Korea or someplace. He said, by the way, he didn't win the contest, so I never got a chance to speak to him face-to-face. He said that when he listened to my music, it was not like music. It was something different. It took him to different places. It was not even comparable to music. It just gave him a glimpse of a positive space in the world, whatever it was.
Jazz.